This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yo, Pauly!
Pauly's a great name.
All right, we are going to get to Matt Pauly, but what I do want to do is remind you of the website. Sorry, I forgot we were going to the highlight.
All right.
I do want to remind you of the website for KMOX.com/Red Cross. KMOX.com/Red Cross. And you can donate. It's a link right there. This is all of the money raised through that link is going to stay local. It will go to those affected by the tornado. Right here in St. Louis, this is a big push. We want to come together as a community. KMOX partnering with Fox 2 and the Red Cross. Again, KMOX.com/Red Cross to donate.
And also, the Gas House Gang today will be streaming on Fox 2 STL Plus. In fact, there's a simulcast that's going on there. Fox 2 STL Plus, that is the streaming app. And they're going to have the Gas House Gang today, 12 o'clock to 1, and then Dave Glover Show through 4. So from 12 to 4, KMOX here will be streaming on Fox 2 STL Plus. We are joined now by the host of Sports Open Line, Redbird Rush Hour, and Cardinals pre- and postgame. Matt Pauly is with us now on KMOX. Matt, so the Cards lose that series to the Tigers. Does that mean the season is over?
Well, first off, I think it's in my contract that I get that full intro, so I don't know if I can actually do this.
Yeah.
That was a miscommunication.
Yo, Pauly!
Pauly's a great name.
Yo, Pauly!
What'd you do for Pauly? Anything?
Me, Pauly! I was responsible!
Pauly, we're here because of you!
Yeah.
There you go.
I said, yeah.
Okay,
that was
we can
a
do this now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for didn't want to be in breach of contract
Amy,
or anything.
Amy stepped
so,
all over your
I
intro.
I said I was going to give the website first, and then we were going to throw to Matt
Pauly.
Also,
it's Matt's fault. Matt Pajeski's fault.
Somebody named Matt's in trouble.
Pauly, probably.
Season's over. They lost 2 of 3 to the team with the best record in baseball. Go ahead and that money that you were setting aside for playoff tickets, go ahead and spend it on something else.
Like what?
Whoa.
How about the Red Cross? How about KMOX.com/Red Cross? Make your donation now to help the tornado recovery effort.
We are trying
100%.
To drive up those numbers. I think let's just come together as a community. Let's show up for St. Louis.
So,
in all seriousness, I know we're talking sports here.
Yeah.
Horrible, tragic thing that happened, but my goodness, as a community, are we good coming together when we need to come together? And it has been it's been heartening just to see the way the community's reacted. The fact that the day after it comes through, just all the random people showing up to help clean up. It's we've looked good in the response to this. Good for that. I don't know if that makes sense of what I'm saying, but it's
no, it does.
It's just been a good thing.
Yeah, it's I've been impressed with people too. There's so many people who are desperate to just find a way to help.
Yeah,
they want to do something, whether it's donating supplies or volunteering labor. Just being there, they want to help out. And I agree with you, Matt. It is it's impressive that we've done it the way we've done it here. And now it's about keeping it going, because things like this, even though it's in your own backyard, you know, they can tend to fade away a little bit. We can't allow that to happen.
No, and I think that's why what you know we're doing today, along with everybody else, like this isn't a pat ourselves on the back thing, but it's an important thing to do because we are now a few days out of it. And like even in my neighborhood, we had trees come out and things like that. No like major damage. There were some cars that were smushed by big trees falling down, but that was kind of the extent of the damage. Nobody lost their home or anything. But you know, yesterday the city was out and they were taking all these big trees that had fallen and they were, you know, putting them in the shredder and everything, and all of a sudden you drive down the street and it starts to look a little bit normal. Hey, there used to be a tree there, but you don't really remember that. So some of the signs in some of the places, it's not quite as obvious of what went on, and obviously in places like the, you know, North St. Louis and Forest Park area, Central West End, it's a lot more obvious that's what's going on. But for the entire community, it's good to just remember what happened to us as a larger St. Louis community just about a week ago. So,
Matt, to baseball, the Cardinals do have the day off today. They will have the Diamondbacks in town tomorrow. That's also another good team. They're an over 500 club. I don't know. We were talking about this, and I can't remember if you were part of the conversation or not. We've had it multiple times over the last week. You know, playing teams like the Tigers, you play the Diamondbacks, you play against the Phillies and do pretty well there. I like to see where the Cardinals are up against teams like that. I'd like to, you know, just have an idea of how they stack up against those teams. Do you feel like we got any sort of sense of where they are in relation to a team like the Tigers just in a three-game series?
I think not so much the Tigers, but I think to the larger point of what you said, they've played a good number of good teams here recently. And I think that we've seen that they can stack up against them. The fact that they can take a series from the Phillies, the fact that they can take a series from the Mets, things like that. So the totality of the results of the good teams that they've played, I do think that that says something about this team. You guys talked with Ollie about this on Tuesday on the Gas House Gang, and you basically asked him, hey, do these games against good teams mean a little bit more? And there's a lot of managers out there who are going to kind of give you the cliched answer, the coach speak answer, oh, every game's worth the same, every game's one of 162. Ollie kind of said, yeah, you know what, these games do mean a little bit more for no other reason. It helps us to know where we stack up against these better teams, and I appreciated his answer that he said it that way. So it's a bummer that they could have easily taken two out of three from Detroit. That second game is the game that you really look back right on and say there were some opportunities to win that one. And if you would have done that, you would have beat Skubal and you would have won the series. So it's a bummer that didn't happen. But all in all, I thought they played. They didn't play all that well yesterday, but they played pretty well in two of the three games and could have won that series against the Tigers.
To this point, the Cardinals against teams that are 500 or above, at this point, like right now, they are 15-13. There are only five other teams in baseball that have a better record against good teams, you know, winning teams, yeah, teams that are at that mark. So, I mean, that in itself, that's good. The fact that they are playing well against good teams.
Yeah, look, I think this next series is, it's not an end-all, be-all series. The season doesn't end if they lose two out of three to Arizona, but you've got kind of the good vibes going. You've got a lot of good stuff happening. If you can go take two out of three from Arizona, then you end up with a 500 homestand. You'd like it to be a little bit better, but it's not an end-of-the-world sort of thing. So I think this is a big three games coming up for this team.
Yeah, and Matt, obviously the Cardinals, you want to turn it around. You want to start winning series again, but this is the first series the Cardinals have lost in a month.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal.
It's been a really good run. Look, they're probably not going to win 13 or 15 or whatever it was again this year, but can they consistently win more than they lose? Can they go win, you know, most of their series from here on out? And if they do that, we're talking about a team that's probably in the high 80s of wins. Maybe even they get to 90, which seems kind of crazy to think about, but there's a possibility if they can win most of their series. I think that's kind of the path that they're on. Right now, they're on the trajectory for like an 88-win season. So the big thing for this team is to make sure that they don't fall off. When in a 162 game season, you're going to have some lulls, but you make the cold streaks as short as possible, you make the hot streaks as long as possible, and if you do that, you're in a pretty good spot at the end of the year.
So Diamondbacks come to town tomorrow. And as I mentioned, that is another good team. The guy they're going to face, Zach Gallen, who was once in their system. Miles Michaelis getting the start. And, you know, we've sort of done that thing before, Matt, where we've talked about how they have not, historically, the Cardinals were pretty good about not trading away players who have come back to hurt them. And while Gallen hasn't had a particularly good year this year, he has been a decent pitcher. Is that somebody you think that they miss or not because they are pitching well?
They should miss him. He's been really good. 2022, 2.5 ERA. 2023, 3.5 ERA. 2024, 3.6 ERA. I mean, yeah,
it's a little rough this year for him, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's got a plus 5 ERA this year, but I mean, three straight years of having the ERA at 3.65 or below, that's a really good run. So, yeah, I think any time, and the way you win in Major League Baseball is by having cost-controlled pitching. And the fact that they did move on from a guy who turned into a pretty solid guy, I think they should have missed him. Now it's not an end of the world sort of thing. I don't think they're saying, oh, man, look at the 2025 Cardinals rotation. If we just had Zach Gallen, everything would be different. But I'm sure internally when they look at some of the moves that they've made and some of the guys that they have they've moved on from, yeah, Zach Gallen probably is somebody that they would have loved to have had the organization if they could have gotten those results. There's no guarantee of that happening. You know, people always have this assumption that a guy gets traded and has results somewhere else, that they would have had those exact same results with the team they came from. That's not always the case. Sometimes a guy meets a minor league coach that clicks in for him, or the way they develop players or the way they have a philosophy really goes into them. So I don't think we can 100% assume that Zach Gallen would have been the exact same guy with the Cardinals that he's been over the last few years with the Diamondbacks, but I think there can be a little bit of, you know, lament that Zach Gallen did what he did or has done what he's done with the Diamondbacks and not the Cardinals.
All right, Matt Pauly, I know you've got stuff to do today. You got a busy night tonight. You got the Redbird Rush Hour and Sports Open Line, and we will be looking forward to that.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Matt Pauly, off today. Cardinals are off today.
They are.
So don't be going to Busch Stadium, you know, trying to do whatever because there's no game. But you can go tomorrow, and it'll be a nice night, too. From what I understand. Then the rain's coming over the weekend, right? Isn't it going to rain like Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Yeah, Dave Murray said that's what happens. Memorial Day, Labor Day, July 4th, it always rains. So it is supposed to rain this weekend.
It's just not very nice.
It's not. Speaking of not very nice, we do need to hear from you again. So here's the goal. We've shifted a bit. If we raise $100,000...
Oh, yeah, we are moving the goalpost
on
you. Sorry about
this. Because we just planted them. It was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 5-minute
rule. I think we reserve the right to move goalposts if we want.
100%.
Yeah.
So if we raise $100,000 for those affected by the tornado, and we have 2 weeks, we have until June 6th, and you guys are incredible. KMOX.com/Red Cross. This is a joint effort with KMOX and Fox 2 partnering with the Red Cross to make sure all of that money stays right here in St. Louis. That's right. All of the money donated will stay right here in St. Louis to affect those are to help those affected by the tornado. So we want to hit $100,000 in 2 weeks. And if we do, we had an idea that might be a good idea or an offensive idea, and we're not sure. And that is, if we hit that mark of $100,000, Chris Ranji will go to the White Sox-Cardinals game in Chicago dressed as the Pope, because
maybe.
A lot of Popes are showing up to the rate, which is their field, guaranteed rate field, as the Pope, because the Pope is from the South Side. We would partner with 670 The Score in Chicago,
maybe.
Try to get the Chicagoans to donate to St. Louis. We could raise so much money for those affected here by the tornadoes in St. Louis. We can bring Chicago into it because Ranj is a huge deal in Chicago.
Deal.
They would love to see him in Papal Garb. But not as a joke. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, so here's the thing.
That's the question.
We have to determine whether or not the Catholics would be mad at me.
Well, no.
Because it feels like appropriation.
But you're not making fun of the Pope. You're highlighting that the Pope is a Sox fan.
Yeah, I get it.
The Pope probably knows who you are.
There's a very good chance of that.
But you guys, wouldn't that be the greatest thing? That we can get Chicago involved. We're going to raise $100,000 in 2 weeks, all of that money is going to stay right here in St. Louis to help those affected by the tornado. And Chris Ranji,
maybe
in all the regalia.
Possibly.
Of the Pope.
I mean, the most important thing is that you give us money to the Red Cross for the relief effort. That's all that matters here. But I have to make sure I don't make the Catholics mad. We also want you to do this. Go to your smart TV and look up Fox 2 STL Plus. Find that app. And
then tell us how you did it.
Go to your smart TV. Look for the Fox 2 STL Plus app.
Yep.
From today, from 12 to 4, they will be streaming us. They're going to stream the Gas House Gang. Wow. They're going to stream Dave Glover starting at 1 o'clock. So you should be watching Fox 2 STL Plus in the App Store. Do that on your smart TV.
And let us know. Call or text. We need to know if this is okay.
Yeah, if you're a Catholic, let us know if it's okay if I do this.
We know we have a lot of Catholics listening. I know that. And that's why we don't want to be disrespectful. We're trying to do it as excitement that the Pope is from the South Side.
Do you think Major Garrett is Catholic? We're going to talk to him at 10:30. Maybe we'll ask him. Okay. It's the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, we want to continue to hear from you throughout the day, but even more than hearing from you, we need you to donate KMOX.com/Red Cross. It is so easy. You click to donate right there, KMOX.com/Red Cross. All of that money is going straight to those in St. Louis who have been affected by the tornado. It's all local, and we want to show up for the city.
The city, the region has been showing up for the victims of the tornado, and will continue to do so, I hope. And that's the goal here, is that we keep the pressure on, that we keep helping, keep donating, keep volunteering, whatever it is. So please, KMOX.com/Red Cross. And we have asked you the question because we're trying to raise $100,000.
$100,000 by June 6th, so 2 weeks. Yeah. But this is the big first day push.
So, Bill, we've asked this question. Is it okay for me, a non-Catholic, to go to the Cardinals-White Sox game in Chicago dressed as the Pope?
And we would bring the Chicago stations in on it, so we would raise even more money.
So if we get to that $100,000 mark, that's what we are thinking of doing here. Yeah. And I just want to know if it's okay. You know, Bill, who is watching on YouTube, says, I'm Catholic, and I think it's a cool thing to do. The world is too rigid not to have a little fun while helping a good cause. So that's Bill's thought.
Yeah.
But then this text message says, this Catholic would be offended by the Pope impersonation. Great idea to raise $100,000, just not okay to impersonate the Pope at a Sox game.
But a lot of people are already. This is not our original idea in the sense of dressing up as the Pope. People in this on the South Side are so excited that Pope Leo is a White Sox fan, that he's from Chicago, that there were six popes in the bleachers the other day.
There were
six popes. And to me, it's like it's an honorific. They're so excited. And that's what we would be going for. But we also don't want to be insensitive.
I'm trying not to hurt anybody's feelings. This message, I'm a Catholic. I think it's a bad idea. I believe it would be misconstrued. But I don't know.
What if you dressed? What about this? What if you didn't? Hold on.
What?
What does a cardinal outfit look like?
It's red, isn't it?
Yeah. Could you go as a cardinal?
I don't know.
Because wasn't he? He was a cardinal before he was a pope. Is it less offensive to go as a cardinal because Ron is, the St. Louis Cardinals? Get it? I don't know.
I don't know, dude.
I do think you lose something without. The hat, because it's so distinct.
The hat is something. It really is a good hat.
This is honest. If you're Catholic and you've seen, if you saw the six popes in the bleachers at the White Sox game a few days ago, was that offensive to you? Because they do have a mural of the Pope now.
They're honoring him.
Yeah.
The Sox are really milking that, by the way.
I guess I would be too. It's all they have.
I guess I would be too. The Holy Father is a fan of the
team. We are. That's what we're doing right now.
KMOX.com/Red Cross to donate. Again, all the money that is donated there will stay in St. Louis to help with the tornado recovery effort. Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News, will join us next. What's going to happen with a big, beautiful bill? It's going to head to the Senate, I guess. We'll see where it goes from there. Major's next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got some breaking news in the middle of the show yesterday here with Amy Marks Korsen and Chris Ranji. And it was about Major Garrett, who is the chief Washington correspondent for CBS.
It wasn't just about Major Garrett. It was from Major Garrett.
And from him. He broke the news to you. I didn't get no text message. CBS chief Washington correspondent.
I was able to hold it over his head, Major. I was like, Major texted me. Did you see that? He texted me.
What am I, chopped liver?
Yeah.
Well, I believe Amy has uniquely of the tandem I am speaking to provided me her number.
You have mine?
Don't be friends with him too, Major. This is all I have.
Here, real quick, let me read your number out loud. Tell me if this is right.
No. Yeah, start with 888. Yes.
Okay, so the big news is the takeout.
Well, yes, look, and we've been playing around with this big news. It's not that big news. It's what I've been sort of hinting for months now. I wish it had come sooner, but, you know, we got to redesign a studio. We got to create a kind of infrastructure. So the show that I had for 8 years, The Takeout, which ended in January, and when it ended, I promised everyone, because I knew back then this day would come. I just didn't know it would take 5 months. That it would come back. And now it comes back on Tuesday of next week. After Memorial Day weekend, we launched The Takeout 5 nights a week on CBS News 24/7, our streaming news service. It will be an hour-long show, mostly about politics, of course, lots of headlines, but also in keeping with what The Takeout always was, a place of relentless curiosity, and steadfastly non-ideological. All comers are welcome, and we will explore not just politics, but culture, sports, finance, things that interest me, things that interest my team. And we want the show to be defined not by how many people come on the show to argue, because I'm not inviting anyone to come on my show to argue. I'm inviting people to come on my show to explain things, to teach me and to teach the audience, and to pull back the curtain on things that perhaps Washington in the sort of here they come, there they go coverage, meaning every turn of the screw and everyone walking down a hallway uttering something that's basically forgettable 30 minutes later, we're not going to do that. We're trying to have contextual, interesting, curious conversations in addition to the political news. And like a true podcast, if we do an interview that runs long, 40 minutes or so, we'll run 10 or 20 minutes on the TV show because it still has to live within the confines of a TV show. But all the rest of it, just like we did on The Takeout, we'll run on the podcast platform, run on our YouTube page, so everyone can see all of our work all the time.
Well, we're glad to finally have some resolution on this because people keep asking, and I have to keep saying, I don't know. I don't know.
And
I can ask Major.
Half of them, yes.
And I can see from the press picture that your couch, your red couch, did come in. And I'm very.
Well,
we do have, as people will see, two very beat up red chairs that we found in an alley somewhere here in D.C.
Hey, it's the Merv
that's
Griffin
exactly
set.
The kind of chair. No new furniture. No, all the furniture in this set is very beat up and weathered, and like you would find at the back of your neighborhood bar, which is the feel that I want the show to have.
Awesome.
That's great.
Because if you look at the set, as I'm sure you did, it doesn't look like a normal TV set at all, because it isn't.
Well, I didn't see it because I didn't get the text, but not a big deal. I'm not mad.
Yeah, hey, I'm thrilled.
Major. Hey, you want to tell us about this big, beautiful bill and what's going to happen now that the House is into it, but the Senate probably is going to, it's going to be a little tougher road there.
Yeah, so I'm really amazed that House Republicans, that's what they called it. So if you're going to refer to this legislation, you have to call it by its legislative name. And its legislative name is the Big Beautiful Bill.
Oh,
I mean, they've taken political branding to an ultimate level now. This is the highest or lowest form, depending on your perspective, of political branding. And this does many, many things. It continues the 2017 Trump tax cuts. It adds some new ones. For certain income categories, there'll be no taxes on tipped income. With certain very specific descriptions of what tipped income actually is. So it is meant to help those who actually work for tip income, not people saying, well, I'm a hedge fund manager. Suddenly I'm being paid in tips, so now I don't have to pay any taxes. No, you can't do that. No tax on overtime income. So that's also for those who work longer hours, that income not subject to taxation. Those are costly, but they're ways that this bill is meant to help those in the working class. There are substantial benefits for those who are wealthy Americans. And the initial analysis of this bill is those who are on food assistance, those who are on Medicaid will suffer some, and those who are at the higher end of the income scale will benefit. Continuing a long-running trend of about 30 or 40 years of American tax policy where, because you're already wealthy, the gains you have are the gains you keep, and the tax bill will help you get wealthier. And if you're poor or middle class, there are some benefits for you. There certainly are, but proportionally, they don't compare with the benefits of those who are already wealthy. The Senate will look at this. It will change some things. This morning, the Senate Republican leader, John Thune, said it is a goal, an aspiration to pass this by July 4th. That's not a hard and fast deadline. What I would say is this bill is likely to pass the Senate and reach the president's desk no later than end of July, early August.
Major, so much of the political talking points from Donald Trump and his supporters is that Joe Biden was disastrous and the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 was disastrous, and they're going to be so, so different. And when you look at this bill, it's not really that different. It's not a full repeal of the Inflation Reduction Act. It does include some bailouts for like California, New York, and New Jersey. There's some similarities, are there not?
Well, it does take a pretty significant axe to green energy incentives, tax credits and subsidies that were in the Inflation Reduction Act. Not all of them, but a good number of them, and it accelerates their expiration. So if there are things in there that are related to encouraging, subsidizing, or providing tax credits for green energy, they're almost all eradicated in this bill. Whether that survives the Senate, we don't know. Why is that a question? Well, it's a question as a matter of politics and policy, because some of those tax incentives and credits have spurned the development of green energy, renewable energy in red states. And some red states, Texas is chief among them, but not alone, have found that there are benefits of encouraging renewable energy as an alternative, not replacement, but alternative energy source. And so some Republicans are like, no, these things actually work where I live and where my state benefits from this, and we'd like to keep them. That's going to be part of the Senate conversation. But when it comes to funds for the border, building the border wall, doing things with missile defense, which the Biden administration thought was technologically interesting, but not really sure it was worthy of an investment, this bill has $25 billion for the so-called Golden Dome. That would be a nationwide missile defense system along the lines of what Israel has. What Israel has is a much smaller territory, much less sophisticated missiles and rockets that try to penetrate its airspace, much easier to defend, not easy, but easier than all the continental United States. But that's in the bill. So there's a lot of things in there. And the president and his economic advisors keep saying this bill will generate substantial economic growth. Economists, and most importantly, bond traders are yet to be convinced. The bond traders, and it's been said many times and it's worth repeating, people who buy stocks are optimists. People who buy bonds are realists. If you buy a stock, you're betting on the future of a company. You see some numbers, you think there's an opportunity. You're an optimist. If you're a bond trader, a bond purchaser, you look at the hard underlying reality about what you're going to get in a couple of years for the investments you've made. It's a safer investment, less upside, but much less downside. And when there's downside risk, you begin to sell off. So bond traders look at all this and say, no, whatever economic growth will not offset the implications for future deficits and larger national debt. Larger national debt means higher interest payments, which means higher interest rates, all of which make them nervous. And right now, the consensus among those who are realists in the bond market is this is going to add to our deficit problem, not reduce it. That's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, the CBO says that this it's something like $3.8 trillion, I think, was the number that it will it will increase the deficit. And also, Republicans have been saying that they're not going to touch Medicaid, but it looks like there's something like $600-700 billion in cuts to that program. So how's that going to go over politically?
Much larger than that. The Medicaid changes are real. Republicans will argue that they are they're primarily about work requirements and some reimbursement rates to certain states to make Medicaid more responsive to the needs of those who were originally qualified for Medicaid. Single mothers, the disabled, the elderly, fixed income, and the like. This able-bodied person requirement of either having a job, seeking a job, volunteering, or obtaining job training in order to qualify, it's essentially a paperwork requirement. You've got to prove you're doing those things in order to maintain your eligibility. There are some cost savings that you can achieve in Medicaid that way. But a lot of people I've talked to who don't have a political dog in this fight say, look, most of the people who are on Medicaid who are quote-unquote able-bodied and are still receiving Medicaid benefits are not actually able-bodied. They have other reasons why, medical or otherwise, where they can't work or can't hold down a job. So you're not going to achieve the savings that you think you are. You're just going to ask a lot more people to fill out a lot more paperwork, and they're probably going to qualify anyway. Whether or not that's true, this is something the Republicans have emphasized. They've passed it. It's in the bill in the House. Interestingly, in Missouri, Senator Josh Hawley is not sold on this theory. And he said these Medicaid reductions are real. They're biting. They will change people's lives detrimentally. And he's not sold on them politically. So keep an eye on Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, because he's basically laid down a marker and wants to be judged by this, that he will not vote for and not support things that materially reduce the ability of Medicaid to serve Missourians and those who qualify in other states.
He wrote an op-ed in the New York Times about that a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So he's he's steadfast in that.
Major, a tragic situation here. Two Israeli embassy staff members were murdered in a shooting in Washington, D.C. Overnight. What do we know about the shooter? And the victims and you know who they were.
So we know the shooter essentially turned himself in right after committing this double murder in public view. Walked in, said, I dispensed of the gun over here. I'm responsible. Take me into custody. Words to that effect. And he was taken into custody. He's from Chicago. Elliot Rodriguez, I believe, is his full name. He screamed. Witnesses saw this. Free Palestine, free Palestine. Before committing this double murder, and there will be a prosecution, a swift prosecution. The two victims were attending an event at the D.C. Jewish Museum, not the Holocaust Museum. It is a museum devoted to celebrating the long history of Jewish life in Washington, D.C. There's an event there. Couple preparing to be engaged, and they were slain after this event. And what is now being characterized as a racially motivated hate crime. And it will be prosecuted quite obviously, as it should be, to the fullest extent of the law. And there is now evidence on social media that the shooter had issued a bunch of statements about Israel and Gaza, the suffering of Palestinians there, the numbers, the famine, the difficulty obtaining humanitarian aid, a long set of grievances. This is no rational or legal response to those grievances, quite obviously. But he carried out this heinous criminal act. This is only marginally interesting, but it's interesting to me. I was at another event about two blocks away, exiting my event about the same time this murder happened. So I was a couple of blocks away. I heard the police activity. I did not hear any of the event itself. But it just reminded me, in Washington, D.C., in this very charged political climate, it's a worrisome time.
Major Garrett, as always, we do appreciate talking with you. Thank you for being with us today. And we're excited about the takeout. We're glad to have it back in a different form.
And I'm so very glad to bring it back. Thanks so much.
Major Garrett, Chief Washington Correspondent for CBS News, and the takeout on CBS News 24/7. Hmm. Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ranji, we are looking to raise $100,000. So we need help, and you are there to do it for us. Help us. KMOX.com/Red Cross. Make your donation. This is a joint effort with Fox 2 and the Red Cross and KMOX. And we're at, what, 33,000 right now? KMOX.com/Red Cross.
We need you to donate now because we would love for the donations to be higher during our show than the Glover show.
Oh, yeah.
So donate now.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Just so that we look
better. We want to make a push. Like, that's raise some funds, community, come together, make it a competition. Let's step up for St. Louis.
That's Amy Marks-Kors. I'm Chris Ranji, 104.1 FM KMOX.
Chris Ranji, Amy Marks-Kors, because life is too short for boring radio. 104.1 FM KMOX. Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Ranj, do you want to just feel horrible?
What, like more than I already do?
Yeah, you deserve to feel more horrible. So today, 15 years ago today, a programmer whose first name is Laszlo. Laszlo spent 10,000 Bitcoin to buy 2 pizzas from Papa John's.
That's right.
If he had not spent that Bitcoin to buy 2 pizzas from Papa John's, his Bitcoin that he used to buy 2 pizzas from Papa John's would now be worth over $1 billion.
Does he have any Bitcoin left?
No.
What a dummy.
He
deserves to not have $1 billion.
He had 10,000 Bitcoin in 2010. He was a programmer. And he used it to buy Papa John's pizza. If he had just held on to it, it would be worth over $1 billion. Wow. How do you live with yourself?
I
would lose my mind.
Is that worse than the guy who,
yes,
I forgot how many billions he has in Bitcoin and he threw the thumb drive away? And he's trying to buy an entire landfill so that he can go through it bit by bit where he thinks this thumb drive has been disposed.
Oh, I spent $118 on a sweater, a really, really nice sweater, because I said, Amy, it's time to grow up. It's time to mm-hmm. be professional. Buy this really nice sweater and wear it to work. This is your work sweater. And I hate it. I look terrible in it. I don't ever wear it. And do you know the grief and pain that sweater gives me, knowing that in my carelessness, somehow I was misled by the sweater and I invested in it and it was a waste of $118. I literally can't sleep at night sometimes thinking about this sweater. Yeah. Can you imagine if you had $1 billion?
Yeah, if I were this Bitcoin guy, if I were the guy who threw away the thumb drive or the other one who forgot his password, which he has like one try left. He's locked out forever.
Yeah.
And there's, I don't know how many billions of dollars on that. If I were those people, I would never find peace ever.
No.
I would never. There's no amount of therapy or religion or anything that would help me find peace.
I think
peace.
The only thing you could do is if you became like a Tibetan monk where you had to like eschew the world.
Wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. I would be up in those mountains going, damn it. I lost billions.
I mean, a billion. Oh, my gosh. But
hey,
what about the... Nope. Never mind. I can't.
Amy.
Yeah.
Do you have any cows? Well, if you do have cows, you better be careful. And you better keep a better eye on them.
Oh, no.
Because a Florida man...
Oh, no.
Shot his neighbor's cow 5 times.
Oh.
The poor cow had to be cut down or put down.
Cut down
like he's a tree. He had a poor cow to be put down. This happened in Fort Myers, Florida.
I'm surprised
a couple
the five
of weeks ago
didn't put him down.
The neighbor, 54-year-old Hung Trinh, has been angry apparently about this person's livestock jumping the fence, and so he threatened to shoot the animals next time it happened.
And
he murdered this cow.
Well, does he go to jail for animal cruelty?
Well, of course.
That's terrible.
Of course. You can't just shoot somebody else's cow.
So when on his tax form it says, do you have livestock? You would say, I did have livestock.
I did have. That's sad. I forgot that you could put that on your tax.
That's the only question I know how to answer. No.
I nailed that one, didn't I?
I wouldn't know how to answer this if I had a cow and then the cow died. Do you have livestock? Well, I don't know. I did, but I don't now.
Poor cow.
I had livestock for half the year.
Such a sad story.
Oh, that's awful.
KMOX.com/Red Cross. We want you to go there and make that donation. We are looking to get $100,000. But more than that, it's a joint effort with Fox 2 and the Red Cross and KMOX. And we would be so appreciative if you can do that.
If we get $100,000, Ronge will either go to the game dressed as the Pope or he won't. We can't tell which one's the bigger
incentive. We haven't decided yet. Somebody has thrown a real wrench into this idea, and we'll bring that to you a little bit later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When we come back, the executive director here in St. Louis for the Red Cross, Lucretia Cox, joins the show. We will talk to Lucretia about the effort that is ongoing right now. That's next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.